This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heblin. Sunday was the first time Arkansans have been able to legally place bets on the Super Bowl in the state. Numbers released by the Department of Finance and Administration show a lot of people took advantage of the opportunity. Department spokesman Scott Harden joins me now to offer details. Hi, Scott.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for your time. First off, how much money was wagered on the big game?
Overall, Arkansans wagered about $700,000 on the big game. They had an opportunity now through these three licensed locations. When Arkansans approved casino gambling back in November of 2018, as a component of that, they also approved sports gambling in the state. So Oaklawn launched its sportsbook back in July of 2019. Saracen Casino followed in October, and then just last week, Southland over in West Memphis was the third to launch its sports book, really, in anticipation of the Super Bowl. So overall, Arkansans wagered about $700,000, which is a significant number considering overall sports wagers total about $11.5 million. So the Super Bowl constituted a large portion of that.
Was this about what was expected?
I think a little more than expected. You know, the overall the sports gaming numbers, as far as just the portion of overall gaming, it hasn't been a significant number. It's just been a very, very small portion of the overall numbers. Certainly the slot machines are the significant portion of the play. So I think looking at this, I think we were a bit surprised. I think we could have anticipated maybe $300,000 or $400,000. But $700,000 is a lot of money for any game, even the Super Bowl.
And I assume your data doesn't break down how much was wagered on which team?
It doesn't, so we don't know specifically how much was wagered on each team, although I do think that all of us assume, simply based on proximity and what we're hearing, I think it's safe for us to assume that Kansas City took the majority of those wagers.
How does Arkansas compare to the rest of the country? Do we have anything to compare with?
We don't have anything specific comparison or official comparison. We do know that our numbers certainly don't touch anything. If you look at the bigger markets, obviously Vegas is going to do just a ton of money on the Super Bowl. Atlantic City, which was really the second market in the country to offer sports gambling. So we're nowhere even near that. This is really a market that's still in its infancy when it comes to sports gambling. And I think Arkansans are still learning that it's even available. I think that they may not even know. They know that we have three casinos in the state, but they're still learning that it is an option to go bet a football game or a basketball game. So as it becomes more known throughout the state and as we see these three facilities really start to market it and really launch their big official casinos, as we know, all three of these are going to launch larger operations in the near future. So as that happens and as these sports books grow, I think you'll see the numbers grow also.
And the rules at this point require the betting to be done at casinos, but there could be a later measure approved that would allow off-site electronic sports betting?
That's right. So right now, if you want to place a sports wager, you will have to travel to one of these three locations, either Hot Springs, Pine Bluff, or West Memphis, and you have to place that wager on the casino property based on the rules. However, if these three casinos come to the Racing Commission and say, hey, our patrons are really telling us they would like the option of placing a wager electronically, whether that's via an app, as we all know, Oaklawn Anywhere there's an app that allows you to bet on horse racing offsite. So it would be similar to that. So if that's something that these casinos want to approach and the patrons want, you could see the Racing Commission change that rule and allow for it. And then I think that's when you see this number grow significantly. I mean, obviously, without a drive required, and if you can place it from the comfort of your own home, I think you would really see the sports wagers take up a significant portion of overall betting.
And the amendment approved by voters also will eventually allow a fourth casino in the state, but that's been held up in courts. What is the status now on that casino up in the Russellville area?
Yeah, so the good news is we have three of the four in operation, but Pope County remains just a big question mark. And right now, we have everything's looking to a late March date at which Judge Fox is going to have a hearing on the Gulfside litigation. Gulfside is a casino company out of Mississippi that filed a lawsuit against the Racing Commission. And so at this point, everything is almost, I'd say, on hold until that hearing takes place in late March. And after that, I think we will have some clarity, and you'll see at least, I think we'll know a little more about where the Racing Commission is going to go and whether there's a possibility that license will be issued in the near future.
And finally, obviously, it was voters who approved casinos in Arkansas. Is there anything the state's doing concerning problem gambling or any kind of addiction help?
Yes, that's a good question. And actually, that was a component of the amendment that was approved. So as a part of that, every year, I believe it's $200,000 is dedicated strictly to a problem gambling hotline. And that's something that's currently in development because that is a requirement of the amendment. So we're working to establish that. Right now, the three casinos all, if you notice in their advertising, at the end of the ad, they do offer a line, and that's actually a national hotline that you can call if there's a problem gambling issue. However, Arkansas will have a program established here as required by the amendment.
That's Scott Harden, spokesman with the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
And again, Sunday's game, the Super Bowl, saw a total of $705,000 legally wagered on the game. This is KUAR 89.1.